Hello everyone, welcome back to Beneath the Kotatsu. This is going to be episode 44. My name is An, next to me is my co-host James.
Welcome back again.
Yep, and on this, I would say ominous episode.
Ominous. The crows are like in the background, like, and it's like the depiction of death in those Stephen King movies. Where they're all lined up around the edges of the street as the family goes down the road.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about the Netflix version of Cowboy Bebop, the live action. And man, it's gotten a lot of controversy. What are your first thoughts about it, James?
Remember when I was like all jazzed up and excited after I saw episode? I was like, oh my god, it feels like Cowboy Bebop. Definitely the first episode was probably the best one out of all of them, I would say. And just a little double take. I know he said auspicious, but it's kind of messed up to say that because one of the screenwriters for the Cowboy Bebop died, Keiko Nobumoto, I think on the 1st of December, something like that.
Was the manga? Or what was he?
She was an anime screenwriter.
Oh, she a screenwriter.
Passed away at 57.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
We're
getting to that age where a lot of the famous people or the people that worked on stuff we looked up to kids is like passing away.
But I mean, 57 is really young though.
For sure.
Yeah. So currently like Cowboy Bebop has like a 50-ish rating.
Yeah.
And I understand. I totally understand why it has that rating. Because on one side, I feel like it's good on its own merits, right?
Oh, absolutely. It hits the sweet spot, but it's like if somebody made a flan and they turned around and somebody took a big-ass bite out of it. The big-ass bite is the missing content, or like the unexecuted content.
No, I wouldn't see it as that. I feel like it's like I guess to use your analogy, it's like trying to make a recipe, but instead of following the recipe, you're like, hey, I don't have milk. Let me use this, I don't know, let me use some other...
Let me use Kool-Aid.
Basically.
Let's put soda inside, replace milk with soda.
Soda?
that's an apt description right there.
Yeah,
that's how I would see it.
Yeah, because the show pretty much has everything it needs to be a great show. Like, the actors were great. Like, I thought the actors were really great.
It can't be understated how amazing Ayn was.
The dog?
Yeah. You know, the dog, the trainer for the dog was on Reddit. It was like, thank you for giving me the honor. It was like legitimately the trainer for Ayn. I was like, oh, this is so cool.
What was it? The animation? Honestly, that was some of the best animations I've ever seen. Like the 3D visuals, everything. Everything was so well just put together. Like I couldn't even tell them apart.
Like the swordfish and the bebop?
Not just that. Like just when they're flying from one place to another, like the scenes where you don't even pick up that something's off. That's how you know, the VFX artists have done such a good job when you don't even notice there's a, you know, like, oh, that looks kind of odd. But no, it was perfect. The set designers were amazing. Makeup artists, everything, amazing. Yeah, amazing. The only sour note to this, what could have been like the most perfect show
There's
ever.
Two sour notes.
No, I felt like the main thing was that they tried to take the original show and do like some odd spin to it where it's like, let's take the original show where we follow Spike and the crew of the Bebop.
Yeah.
And let's make it into this whole other different thing where instead of following the majority of the time we're following the Bebop, we're going to do like a weird spinoff where we follow Vicious and Spike's kind of rivalry against each other. I'm like, but the majority of Bebop, like what made the anime so good?
They definitely had the elements in there.
Yeah. But the majority of what made it good was the comedy, but they totally removed I laughed at maybe one scene, two scenes at most. The rest just felt kind of forced.
I would say that. it definitely changed the tone of the original content. That's for sure. Like,
right.
It felt campy, right? It felt like maybe one of those sci-fi shows, like a little bit more higher end production of the sci-fi shows, or like, what's the train on the ice?
Oh, a thousand something. I forgot what it's called.
1001 Trains. You know that one. Everybody's a meme at this point. Or it felt like Firefly a little bit. It didn't feel like Cowboy Bebop. It didn't feel like they were actually bounty hunters or in space.
And right.
Just like, a little side note. For the amount of space that's supposed to be in the show, there's a disturbing lack of it.
And another thing is that they switched up a lot of the what was supposed to be the original episodes, and they kind of incorporated it into the...
Yeah, I mean, you had to fit... Was it 1 hour episodes?
No. Like if you keep in mind, the original episodes were only 30 minutes long. But so
there were like what, 25 of them.
But I mean, that was only half of it, though. They were gonna get a second season, so you could have easily fit, you know, the narrative and whatever you wanted. But what I was saying is, like, the main point is that, like, let's say the episode with the where Faye was trying to find her past, right? And she meets up with these, or she gets entangled scam with artists? These, like, not the scam artists, the ones that were, like, trying to kidnap people, right?
Oh, you're talking about the terrorists turning people into trees? That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
That was a good episode, for sure.
In the original anime, it wasn't that they were going to turn people into trees. It was the one that they were going to turn people into monkeys. And that whole episode was never tied to Faye. It was just a one thing on by itself. What they did in the show was that, hey, let's put Faye's background into this episode, so it kind of ties into the whatever. And I'm like, I guess if you want to do that.
That one's okay. There's a lot more egregious instances of them mixing content. I was okay with the Faye content.
Like what?
Vicious's entire character? You kidding me? It was garbage.
Yeah, I guess. Like,
most miscast person in the history of bad Netflix adaptations. Like, they made him into a little bitch boy, dude. He was whiny. Like, that's not Vicious. Vicious is quiet and a psychopath. Like,
if I wanted to watch a character like that, I would go back and rewatch Harry Potter just
Severus. Yeah, Malfoy. It was like Malfoy's Vicious. You know what it reminded me also of? The guy from Scott Pilgrim versus the World, was it? The white-haired dude, kind of? It's probably just a white hair. And going back to the set design and makeup and stuff like that, for whatever reason, everybody had amazing hair. Obviously, Jet's beard was a little bit, it looked taped on, but it looked good in the sense of it's adapting the anime beard. The anime beard looked good. But Vicious's hair looked fake as fuck. It did not look real at all.
Maybe.
Like, they put such good effort into making Faye's hair, Spike's hair, and Jet's hair like match what it's supposed to be, but just keep off in mind, completely for Vicious.
It's hard to pull off non-normal colored hair. White. I think that's
Geralt of Rivia.
Like blonde white.
No, Geralt did it. They could have done it.
I don't know. Like, it's like Geralt has like a very pulled back look. With Vicious, it's kind of like all over the place. And I think you can see that specifically. Do you remember when Faye was watching her the video of her when she was like young?
Yeah.
And her young kid self had purple hair. I'm like, that's kind of off, but
I guess. No, I mean, anime hair, natural color hair, purple. I liked it.
Like her kid self with purple hair, like, kind of, like, so off. But her, like, her now, like, the older Faye with the purple hair, I was like, oh, that looks kind of normal.
I know a lot of people were complaining about Faye's clothing and not having it be, you know, I guess the slutty type of clothing, but like I think the they did a really good job with her outfit and her design for the costume. I think it was adapted pretty well.
Yeah,
especially with the stocking tears too.
What's with them introducing Faye in episode 1 and then just like forgetting about her into episode like 3 or 4 or whatever? I'm like,
I don't know, dude. It could have been a little bit better.
Yeah, why did they even introduce her in episode one? She wasn't even in episode one, so or like in episode one of the anime, like they just kind of like shoehorned her in randomly. I'm like, why? That makes no sense.
I guess they just wanted to get people to keep watching past episode one to cover up some other stuff in the later episodes. But
I don't think they
episode
needed
one on
to.
its own was fine, because wasn't it like almost a shot for shot of the what was that drug called? The Red October or something like
Red
that?
eye, red
Red
eye.
Eye, yeah. It was pretty spot on, like especially in the scene where the lady died in the ship at the end. And you see all the vials going
It
into
was
space.
not even close to being spot on. Yes, the ending
Is
was
it
the
my
same.
nostalgia? Well, yeah.
The
The
ending
ending
was the
is what I'm
same.
referring to.
Yeah, but the scene where they pull back to the ship
Yeah.
never happened. It all happened in the street,
Well, it's not going to be one to one, so I'm not complaining about
No,
minor
the reason why they
things not
pulled back to the
matching up.
ship, the reason why they pulled back to the ship was to introduce Faye's character. I'm like,
Yeah.
why? And I think that was like the divergent between the anime and the live action, was because that's where they introduced the like Vicious being like as like the secondary type main character, because that's where they find out that Fearless is still alive.
Yeah.
And at first I thought I was crazy. I'm like, this must be in the anime, right? Because I don't remember it.
The Fearless name? It
No,
wasn't.
not the Fearless, but just like this divergent, this weird divergent thing. And I was like, maybe it's just me. Maybe this was in the anime and I just forgot about it. And then the further the like episode two and three, it started going way out of whack. And I'm like, yeah, this is not even close to being,
You know what's the exact reaction I was having? You know
what?
that meme picture of the little kid girl with the blonde hair, and she has like that toothy, nasty grin on her face, like, please don't. That's what I had on my face when I saw Vicious. I was
I
like,
just
no, thank you.
also, why did they make like Julia wasn't even that big of a part of the anime,
No.
so why did they push her so hard for being
I
one of the main
don't
characters?
know.
I just
Honestly, my biggest gripes with the show was just too much Julie and too much Vicious. I would have rather they cut off two episodes or three episodes and make it a shorter. And I'm sure it would have gotten great reviews.
Right, like in the anime, they like Vicious and Julie only showed up in the last two or three episodes, right?
Yeah. Well,
Yeah,
they were sprinkled in there, but like.
they were only sprinkled in there as like a secondary to like whenever Spike does something.
Right, that's his background.
Yeah, as his background, but it never goes deep dives into his background at all. And I think another thing that they played really hard on was
What?
the interaction between Spike and Jet. How
That
like,
interaction's
oh,
pretty great, I think.
no, not the interaction, but I'm like the where Spike was trying to hide a secret from Jet. That never
All
happened in
right.
the anime, right? Like,
It
I think
was, it's
there
been way too long for me since I would be able to pick up on small things like that for me
like
to comment
I
on it.
never felt that type of tension between the two of them in the anime. They were just like happy-go-lucky, like just getting bounties. That was pretty much it. But they put a
Yeah.
lot of thought into like, ooh, like I need to watch out for my kid, and I need to, a lot of that stuff.
Jet's character was really spot on, but yeah, the dynamic between them was a little bit the same, I think. It's just a little bit divergent with the Spike hiding stuff, but it was kind of not so trying to be subtle but not really subtle at all type of feel to it, which I didn't like. That just tell the dude that your background, you know.
Yeah, like it's a lot to go for. Like I am kind of sad that they did cancel the second season, but I wouldn't,
I'm not.
really?
No, especially when I saw Julie's like, oh, I'm the leader of this. And I was like, oh, nope, I'm out.
I'm dipping.
And with that, I'm out.
I really wanted to, like, who
What
I
did the
feel the
shark
worst
say?
for that they canceled it is
Ed.
Ed. Yeah, they
Yeah.
got like 30 seconds at the end. Canceled.
I'm like 50-50 on Ed. How did you feel about it? It was a little bit. I mean, it's a little kid. I don't want to shit talk little kid actors because I hate doing that. You know, because they obviously have a lot of room to grow, but it was It's hard to put a finger at, like, a Krusty the Clown looking Ed.
I mean, you're never gonna, like, Ed is a really hard character to cast for, right? Like,
as far as the costume's spot on, the mannerisms, I guess, were there. From what we saw, it was like, what, a minute at most?
Yeah, I think you really have to go, like, watch more episodes. That's why I was kind of sad when they canceled. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing more of it, but
yeah,
I understand that it was canceled. Like, I'm, like, it's not Cowboy Bebop. It's one person's representation of what Cowboy Bebop was supposed to be, and they did not hit the mark. They just
no.
They went vicious, way right? too like they just went way too far with like let's do this. Like this is great. But I think we should do this instead. I'm like, no, just follow the original. I'm like, why do people think like like not following the original is not good enough? Like, why did they need to put their own spin on it? Like,
you know what this felt like? This felt like the Flash source material, and then the one character Vicious CW adaptation.
I mean, wasn't there like multiple Flashes though? Like just multiple spin-offs of the same show?
All right, of course, but like the you know how the CW is infamous for always being a certain way with their adaptations for comic book shows where it's watchable, but it's not ever going to be anything fantastic.
I think that's the reason why I never watched them is because they always go very deep into like romance.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Supergirl and
Nothing feels natural in that show either. Like, it's obvious the writers trying to push their own agendas and stuff like that, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it detracts from the story, if not done smoothly.
Yeah, like, they're pushing really hard on, like, just the romance, just to get people invested in, like, shipping people or whatever like that. But with Cowboy Bebop, what were they trying to get people, like, into? What were they trying to invest people? Like, what's that main thing that people got away from, like, watching the Netflix Cowboy Bebop? You know, dude, like,
I bet the writer for Vicious was like, this is cool, but how can I improve Vicious? then, or it's like, Mom, I want Vicious. We have Vicious at home. Vicious at home.
Like, in the anime, I just remember him as being, like, cool. Suave, yeah,
he's
dark.
A war veteran, right? And yeah, he's a murderer. Yeah, and like, he's Vicious is his name, like cold-blooded killer.
Yeah, just dark and like, is it like, am I supposed to read the manga? Is there like some source material I'm not getting with the manga? Is that it?
This is like somebody's, you know, they probably adapted a spin-off Vicious, a fan-made Vicious. This is probably what they adapted for this. This is it. Just this one character having so much backstory in the show is what ruined it for me. And I'm sure that's what got it canceled.
Oh, God. I don't know. Character-wise, did you have any favorite characters?
Jet, dude. Mustafa Shakir was so good as Jet. He felt like him, and he sounded like him.
Yeah, okay, so when I was talking about this, this was before it actually came out. When I was talking about the Cowboy Bebop Netflix to one of my friends, and he's like, "I don't like the cast. The cast is
great.
The cast except is
for
lame.
Vicious and Julia."
And I felt like Julia was fine. It's just that it was because they pushed the part on her. Like, I'm not gonna blame the actors. It was definitely the director. Like,
oh, absolutely,
it was all the director. I don't want to blame, like, I think Vicious is fine, I think Julia is fine. It's just that the director just pushed them way too hard.
You know what my critique for Julia is?
What?
Julia in the anime, tall. Julia in the live action, short.
Was she? I didn't
really felt like it. Also, one thing that bothered me a lot is that they didn't cast another Julia during the flashbacks. Like, put somebody younger in there. Like, Julia doesn't age at all in the flashbacks. Oh. Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. Like, a lot of people, like, Spike, technically, all he did was change his hair, right? Just the little pullback hair.
Yeah, but, you know.
And I mean, the flashback, what was it? Like, at most a year? 2 years?
Oh, like, who knows?
It wasn't that long ago.
Because I remember in the anime, he had this whole surgery to replace his eyeball. And that was a big thing. Remember in the anime, he was like, oh, this eye sees the future, and this eye sees the past. I kind of wish they had that. That reminds me of Kyoso Giga. They had that thing too. I wonder if that's a, you know, mythological thing that they have.
Oh, yeah. So going back to my story about the cast, right?
Right.
So before, like, the actual cast got announced for Cowboy Bebop, there was, like, a list of, like, oh, you know, a fan-made list of these people who could be, like, the... who could be the actors for all of Cowboy Bebop. And I think Jet was, like, they wanted... God, what was his name? He was in the Axe body spray commercial.
The black one? That's my horse is now a car guy.
This is now diamonds. Like the one that screams. No. The one that's like super buff. Like
he's Terry Crews.
Yeah, Terry Crews. They wanted Terry
Crews. That would have been miscast.
To be Jet Black. And I was like...
I don't see it.
I didn't see it. It's because your buff ideal is already Mustafa Shakir, right? Because he already does a good job at it.
Yeah.
And when I was looking, I was like, I think, okay, Terry would have been fine to play Jet, but he's way too buff. Like, my friend was like, nah, that Jet is buff in the anime, but I'm like, no, but he's not Terry Crews buff.
That man is
buff.
Power! I mean, he does give strong dad vibes, Terry Crews. He's a good role
like,
model
that's what I'm saying.
For
like,
most men to follow.
Yeah, he would have been okay as Jet, but I don't think,
now that I saw Mustafa Shakir, I can't think of anybody that would have knocked it out of the park as much as he did. And of course, that's the bias with having seen him in the spot. But if it wasn't Mustafa Shakir, as long as it's a black male, I would have been okay with it. What does the lady say in the show? Jet, you are black, you are male and you are black, or something like that? Is that horrible line?
Oh my god, it was like, this is blackmail, and she was like, this is blackmail, you are black and you are male.
But the only reason it worked was because of the actress. She was so good at delivering that line, and it was what a horrendous line. Why would they put that in there? It's cheesy. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of those Tarantino films. Didn't he had a... It was like a race with death cars, stuff like that.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name. I don't recall the name.
Death Proof. It just reminded me, like, the type of feel that movies like that have, Death Proof, like the 70s, 80s types of action films, the campy ones. Kind of like Ash vs. Evil.
Yeah.
Or whatever it's called.
Do you think the Cowboy Bebop, like, if Cowboy Bebop, like, with the Netflix series, would have been better if they just, like, let's say the director's like, I want to do my own spin on it.
Yes.
And they did their own spin, but instead of doing, like, this weird, vicious narrative, they went on this different narrative where, like, they still did their own thing, but the actors were still, like, going, like, having a good time with each other, just doing random bounties. Just
I would have loved that so much more.
Yeah, like, just, like, a different storyline.
Because that's what I enjoyed of this. Doing their missions and...
Yeah, because it like I think my favorite episode was just it was when like a bunch of the convicts escaped.
Yeah,
and it was basically Spike and Faye were just like arguing back and forth about.
Oh yeah, he was convicts. Like, "You really got that? No way!" And she went through the whole story. He was like, "Yup, that was me."
That was me.
Like, oh, so good.
And then. The part where they argue about rock, paper, scissors. That was great, too.
And she's like, crap, shit, crap. And he was like, oh, is that like shower, bath, shower?
Oh my god, yes. I love
that. Oh,
that felt like more Cowboy Bebop. Just that one part.
Oh, yeah.
Was way better than a majority of the show. Was just
for sure.
Them bantering back and forth, you know, about just trying to figure out what bounty they want and trying to do a bunch of this stuff, and I think that's where it shined. Like, if they had more of that in the show, I think it would have been a lot better.
The part where Jet was video conferencing to his child's play in the middle, in the background there's a huge fight, and the attendant at the store is like, can I help you? and he was waving at him all happy. I was like, oh, this is a perfect scene.
Yeah, I think that's probably the probably my favorite episode, just because it had that, you know, like no seriousness. It was just comedy the whole time.
Oh yeah,
for what I can recall from the anime, I can only recall all the funny episodes, like the mushroom episode,
Mushroom Samba. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, the big one for me was the clown. Was it Pierrot or whatever? The fat one who cried. Yeah. The clown was a little alright. The adaptation was okay. If he was like fat or round, I think I would have enjoyed it more. But it was an okay adaptation for the clown guy.
I think the reason why he was so fat was in the anime was that the suit that made him fly was like fat or whatever, like helium almost.
He was like a thin, sickly guy, right?
I wouldn't say thin and sickly in the show. I think he was just a normal person.
No, in the cartoon.
In that cartoon, he was big. He was
okay.
I don't think you ever got to see like an actual figure of himself because the suit was always like super bloated. Like he didn't really fly. He jumped a lot. Like he was very light.
He was moving around like a. Remember that demon from D. Gray Man, the one that's watch that?
No,
that's who he reminded me of always.
Like he was just very smooth. Like his jumps were very smooth. And I guess the adaption is fine. I'm not gonna say anything bad about that. They did a great job.
I enjoyed it. I'm just nitpicking on that. That's all.
The laugh was pretty good. They did the laugh. Between him and
The teeth on him was pretty great. That black plaque.
Oh yeah, how he was in the original show. I think they did a really good job with him. Yeah.
And also for Ayn in the original show was Ayn, like I know he was pretty smart in this show, but it feels like. They just downloaded the brain of the clown guy partially into Ayn. So is it Ayn basically that guy or part of him at least?
Not that I can recall in the original anime. I think in the original anime, Ayn was an experimented dog where it was like a super high IQ dog. I don't recall if it was.
Might have been more of that merging.
Yeah, I think the coleslaw. I think they merged. Stories with a bunch of episodes together, because what I recall from the anime, I think the clown thing was just a separate thing by itself.
I think so too. Yeah, I don't remember it being part of it, but it just got me confused for a second. But I mean,
we should have watched the anime before.
Oh, for sure. It's been so long, but
it has been. I think that's the reason why. Like, a lot of this stuff just kind of jumbles together, and I just,
You don't have to watch the anime to enjoy this, though. Obviously, you're going to shit on Vicious. Because, really, just that one character ruined the whole show for me. Not entirely. I'm like a 50-50 love-hate with it.
Yeah, but you shouldn't hate on the characters. Hate on the director. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, whoever made the decision to make Vicious that way... Like just should be ashamed of themselves, dude. Work at Wendy's or something. I don't know.
Work at Wendy's.
Why would you do like? What makes you think you can make a better story for that character? Just have him as he was.
Like yeah, because in the anime he was dark and kind of you don't know a lot about him. But in the show you made him a little crybaby. I'm like,
why? Joffrey. He was like Joffrey from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's supposed to be a war veteran or something like that, right? Along with Spike. And he's like, this guy just feels like the spoiled kid of a mafioso. Which that's what they made him.
Yeah, like I didn't like it at all. It just felt too forced, too pushed. I understand why I got a 50-something percent, because at the end of the day, the show is good, but it's not a representation of what the anime was. It's good on its own, but don't compare it to the anime. Like, if you're going to go in watching this, don't compare it to the anime.
No. Just
think of it as its own IP at this point, because it's...
They kind of rushed that scene. They rushed to the Green Bird scene where he falls through the church and breaks the stained glass. That could have been season 2. That was
That was the last episode, wasn't it?
Yeah, but why would you set up a season 2 and you already did that?
It's because they pulled out a I'm the bad guy Julia scene.
It's just silly. I mean, I understand her character, why she became that way. That's written okay, just naturally she'd become bitter and being around Vicious, a little bit of a psychopath herself.
Right.
But it's just, that completely soured me on the show. And also, that's really all my biggest issue I had with the show. Aside from not too much space.
Did you feel like the choreograph was kind of off?
Lazy?
Yeah,
this ain't no Shang-Chi, brother.
Nah, but
let's get the Shang-Chi choreographer, man. Give me Man of Tai Chi. I think that was Keanu Reeves who choreographed that one.
I think
or the dude from the Rain Rebellion would have been great.
It's not that. Redemption. It's like in the anime, like Spike, how he moves was very smooth.
Fast. But
yeah, fast and smooth and kind of dodgy. But in the Netflix adaption, it felt like he was doing like a bunch of karate moves.
I think that's on Jonathan. What was his name? Jonathan Cho? The actor? John Cho?
No,
because you can tell that they cut to a stunt dude.
Did they?
Like, you didn't see the extra fast, agile moves. They didn't show Spike's face.
I know they cut when they did, like, when they lit him on fire. I know they cut a bunch of stuff.
That's natural. Yeah, yeah. You should always use a stunt guy for that. But
you're gonna light people on fire?
Oh, absolutely.
You know what was really funny is there's this scene where Faye's mom, or whatever her technical mom, was cooking.
Faye's mom was pretty good.
And she's like, she's showing him this recipe and she makes the food. And it shows Spike and Faye eating, but they weren't eating anything. The chopsticks
were empty.
Yeah, the chopsticks are empty.
Did they not know how to use the chopsticks? That was probably
It was an empty bowl. It was definitely an empty bowl, but they're like picking at nothing. And then there's a scene where they show them in the background eating, but they blur them very heavily, so you don't really see the food. I didn't even
catch on to that. They probably didn't want to do a million takes of eating.
That's probably what it was.
Dude, I already had pizza. I don't want to eat string
but
beans.
But I picked it up. I was like, there's nothing in there.
Speaking of the food, I'm disappointed that they didn't have any more depressing food scenes, you know, where they would just eat endless amounts of mushrooms because that's all that they had.
Not mushrooms, onions. I think it was onions that they... No, bell peppers.
It was bell peppers too, right? I remember mushrooms from the original.
You only remember mushroom because they took mushroom a bunch of samba. Mushroom from that from the mushroom samba.
Yeah,
I just remember that episode because whenever they took a bunch of mushrooms and they try to sell it off as like these drug mushrooms, the cops come and be like, "Ooh, is this drug mushroom?" He does a test on it. And they're just regular mushrooms.
And you know, like for them complaining about being poor and stuff like that, they really do leave a lot of weaponry and stuff around that they could easily just pawn off. Like that big sniper rifle that Spike left for Vicious as a symbol of "I see you." Or Spike throwing a fishing pole into the river. I was like, you could have sold that for food.
I don't think you really sell like a broken, a broken whatever, but I think what the sniper rifle was like more of a, you didn't really buy, use favor. He used a favor to get it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how that works. Like, I don't think it was ever in the original anime, but yeah. And then food-wise, I'm actually not sure. Like, I guess it's like gas first and then food, right?
Yeah, because
they always talked about gas and whatever. I can't recall if the casino scene was in the anime. Do you remember?
No, I don't. But that was a hell of an opening scene.
That was a great scene, though. Yeah, I did enjoy that scene. I think it was smooth. It was like...
I think they blew their load on the first scene. They made that perfect. Almost perfect. And then the rest of the show was like trending downhill.
No. It was all the directors, dude, because everything else was...
Like, right, of course.
A+.
Just whoever made that writing decision is what changed the
director.
Show entirely.
Blame it on the director, yeah. Blame it on the writer, blame it on whoever decided.
Like, the actors did the job that they were supposed to do. I have no issue with the actors.
I have no issue with actors. Everything was great. Actors were
I'm
great.
Sure Vicious, like Alex Hassel, would have done a great job if he had been directed to play the character differently. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, because I could definitely see him being like the dark, brooding type instead of like the whiny baby type.
He definitely has that. And he has those crazy eyes.
Yeah, exactly. They just it was just the direction it went. It's just
I like the first scene with Vicious where he's walking the what is that, the DNA tuna place. I like that a lot. But he came out really well, and that was the last time we ever saw any, you know, inkling of a potential good portrayal of Vicious,
like
unfortunately.
when he's walking down, when he's being all dark, like when he
Yeah,
just like
he did the
straight up
fashion
killed.
runway de Warate.
I
He
think
ran down the tuna walkway.
they should have stopped showing him after he like killed that one guy that saw Fearless. It was like
Yeah.
Fearless is still alive, and then I think he beheads him. Should have cut it off right there. That would have been a great cutoff
Perfect.
for Fearless, and then doesn't show off till like the last two episodes. You know?
Yeah, I would have. Yeah, just cut out 3 episodes. I remove a lot of content, and the show would have been great. It would have gotten season 2. I'm sure of it.
I mean, they could have still got a season two, but I think Netflix just pulled it just because of
Backlash.
the rating versus because I'm gonna tell you right now that to produce the live action, it ain't cheap, dude, because
No.
just the VFX itself.
I mean, but the V, like, that's why they didn't have a lot of space scenes, dude. They cut out that out for money. And you could
No.
tell.
There are several VFX scenes that are not just space.
No, I know,
No.
but if
Like
they
just
would have had
the
more
scene where
spot shots in space, then yeah, it would have been a lot more
No, it would have
money.
been cheaper. It would have been cheaper if they had
How?
more shots in space, because what do you have to render? The Bebop, which is just an asset, and space.
Right,
So
but having the, like, one of them having them move around in zero gravity, you had to have all the
No,
wires and
they
stuff like
never
that.
move around in zero gravity in the
If they would
anime.
have made it, I'm saying. Because this is an adaptation, it's not going to be one to one.
But I'm just saying, like, if they
I'm not
did
asking it to be
the
one to one
space
either.
scene, it was just them like fooling around on the Bebop. That's really all they did, you know,
Yeah.
in the anime. So I think the scene would have been better because they could just reuse the same asset of the Bebop, just moved it around in space.
And the ship scenes just felt like a loading screen too. Like them in the jump, I love seeing the jump gate and being it used. The 3-stage thing, that's cool, but it just felt like a loading screen to a new stage. It didn't feel anything.
It's because okay, so the reason why they showed the jump screen, right, was because there was an episode in the anime that uses those scenes.
Yeah.
So do you remember when I told you about the what are those terrorists called? The sea something, the sea bandits, or this
The tree people.
yeah. So they weren't supposed to turn people into trees. They were supposed to turn people
Monkeys.
into monkeys.
Oh, is it sea
So
monkeys?
in the anime, what happens is that they shoot these missiles through the gate, right?
Yeah.
Through these warp gates. Like the ship goes through the warp gate, they shoot the missiles while they're inside the warp gate, and once the missiles exit the warp gate, they would hit the planet and turn everyone on the planet into monkeys. So what the cops were going to do is that they were going to close the warp gate at the end, so whoever was in the warp, they would fly past the warp gate and never be able to exit that kind of spatial realm of like wormhole of like fast moving or whatever. So basically, you're in that realm where you just pass through the planets, you pass through everything,
Okay, gotcha.
and that's why those scenes were supposed to be so prevalent in the anime, and how I guess they were planning to use it in the show, but they changed it up.
I wonder if it might have been changed due to time. Because
Maybe.
again, this was during the COVID era that they did this, so it was a lot of stuff that
No,
was restricted time-wise. Am I giving them too much
why?
credit, do you think?
I don't think it was a COVID thing, because they had plenty,
Of
like
time.
they put in more work than they needed to. That's what happened. They put in more work, you know, to go off script.
They
We
overthought
stayed
it. Yeah.
on. Yeah, they overthought it. Like, I actually like those scenes where they were traveling the warp gate. Like, do you remember the part where
Like, they
when
were
they?
nice. It's just it.
No. Like, you think it's the filler, but that's what we want more of is filler. It's like the part where they were traveling in the warp gate, and Jet was like closing the blinds, and then one of the blinds gets stuck.
No, not that. I love that, but I'm talking about there's I think 4 or 5 times where they just show the the ship going between planets, not Jet interacting with the staff of the operating the rings. Like that original spot where him like closing the blinds, you're saying that was amazing. I love stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, oh, like just the like the, just where they just pull out and just show the Bebop just flying from one.
Just really quick. There's no sense of, it's like how Batman got thrown in the hole and he insta-teleports back to the city from another country.
The Dark Knight Rises. Because he's Batman.
The world's fastest jet.
I mean, I was fine with those scenes. I wanted more of like the interior of the Bebop where they just... They just kind of hang out and just do random stuff. I would have been fine with that. Like, one of my favorite episodes in the anime was the one where, like, it was, like, this... the 18-wheeler driver, you know? I really liked that episode. Like, all the series episodes in the anime, I can't even recall because those weren't as enjoyable as the ones where just, they just mess around, you know, all the time. Yeah.
I feel you. I mean, yeah. Testament to everybody remembering Mushroom Samba. That's like the one episode nobody's gonna
because
forget.
They played it so many times.
I seen it like 10, 20 times.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and everything else like episode. 3 times. Maybe,
exactly. They replayed that episode so many times. I swear they played it like...
Well, they reran the whole show a lot, so...
I don't think they ever reran it like from 4 to back. I think they rerun episodes like... Like, you know, like in Dragon Ball Z where they'll rerun the Freeze Saga over and over.
Oh, God. But they never so much. The bane of my childhood.
they never finished the show. They'll just rerun an arc over and over. I think that's what they did with Bebop is they'll rerun, like, the 3 episodes over and over. I'm like, why
am I seeing this? I remember specifically during the Freeza Saga. I'm getting off topic here, but they would go up to the new episode, then start all the way back to Raditz, and then go all the way to the next episode, all the way back to Raditz. I don't know why the fuck they did that. I wanted to tear my hair out every time they did that. It was the worst.
Hey, that's how you make a show last, right?
Goku powering up even longer with extra power up.
They just replay like the same episode where he's just like screaming like the majority of the episode. I can see that.
Perfectly cut screams from Goku.
Oh god. Okay, so at the end of the day, what's your rating for Cowboy Bebop?
6 out of 10.
That's pretty generous.
It wasn't. I know I complained a lot about Vicious and his backstory, but it was everything else. Yeah. Everything else is great.
Right.
Like, I couldn't ask for, like, I was smiling at a lot of the, especially the first scene. I was like, oh my god. Even Ed at that, even though he looked a little bit off. Like he looked like Ziggs or something like that from League of Legends.
Wait.
Human Ziggs.
Ed was a girl, right? Ed was a girl. Okay, I was just trying to remember.
Androgynous, really.
Yeah, I think they changed, I think it changed the outfit from Ed too, right? I think they made it more like PG.
Spacey?
No, they made it more PG, kind of like.
Oh, they're talking about the shirt.
Yeah, because Ed always wore like the white shirt with like a short black.
They just made the pants longer. It's a simple outfit, but they got
I glasses. Think they put up. They gave him a jacket too, as well, like a jacket and.
He had one scene, dude. I saw white and black. He's like, yeah, okay, looks like.
But you got to see the whole character though.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I was a little bit annoyed that we were teased and it wasn't shown until the end, but yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm kind of disappointed that they canceled.
Hopefully.
Because I wanted to see it to the end, you know? Like, even if
I
want to
see a redemption season 2 with like, a different director. That's
like,
all I
I'm invested.
Now. Yeah, I would like
to see a fresh remake. Same character, just keep everything the same. Kick whoever was directing it and get a new director.
I'm sure they'll agree to those big fat paychecks for sure.
It's so hard. It's gonna be so hard to like
get everything back together.
Like Netflix is known for fucking up so hard. Like Netflix,
how can you do it? To arguably one of the most celebrated animes of all time. Like you don't have to do much. Just keep the story as it is. Yeah. You're not gonna put Robotussin instead of milk and cereal, unless you're a rapper.
Has there been? Like a decent adaption from Netflix, like
for anime.
Tell me, has there been like I remember I was watching Death Note. I could only get like 15 minutes into it until I was like, fuck.
Was that Netflix? I thought that was just a Warner Brothers.
No, that was a Netflix adaptation. I was like, fuck off. Are you sure?
I know they bought the rights to have it streaming.
Like the live action? Dude, that was so
bad. That was the early ones.
No, the new one that came out like last year.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it was bad. It was awful. Okay.
Alice in Borderland was great.
Which one?
Alice in Borderland.
What is that?
You never watched it? It was the one with the death games in it. It's like Squid Game, Kaiji, but Japanese.
Wait, what anime is that based off? Is that an anime?
Alice in Borderland. I believe it's a manga. I saw the OVA.
I don't think I ever watched it.
Yeah, that was a good adaptation. One-to-one. It was a Japanese thing, though. It wasn't American.
No. If it was a Japanese director, they know they should never...
Like, I wonder how the Kakegurui one, again, that would have been the Japanese.
Like here it is. It's all these directors that aren't Japanese that just go off on their own. Like, these people that think they could go off on their own little tangents and think they could write better than what the original, you know.
Or like the people that vote for Boss Baby to win the Golden Globe.
Oh, God, I get out of here.
In the same year as, I think it was Your Name or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. I remember that. That anime was like so hyped, and I was like, Boss Baby ends up winning.
Who the fuck voted for that? I could totally see that type of dude's like, oh, that's just make vicious little bitch.
I think it's only like the people who are in the actual ballot, like only like 20 people vote, right?
Yeah, it's very selective.
Yeah, it's a very selective group of people that actually vote for whoever wins. I think it's because they need a more international like judging group or whatever, because
especially now.
Yeah, exactly. Like everything's now is so, you know, interconnected. It's kind of hard to just like, oh, we're going to vote for one thing versus another. It's, you know.
Yeah, it's very slow for that to change. At least dudes like, I think Drake and stuff like that are like, yeah, this doesn't matter, you know, as long as you got people playing, listening to your music, coming to your venue, stuff like that, you've made it. You don't need those organizations or those types of people behind you. Obviously, you kind of do because for the money, but...
God. I just can't get over how bad it was.
It wasn't bad, but it left a sour... It was bittersweet.
Like, if it leaves a sour note in your mouth, it's bad. It's...
Alright, 4 out of 10.
I'm fine with you giving it a 6.
The stuff that I enjoyed was 10 out of 10. The stuff that I didn't enjoy was like 2 out of 10.
So. But the thing is, you're not going to remember what was good. You're going to remember what was bad.
You know, more people, yeah, would. But at least I was, well, you know, I received the stuff that they did well.
But I think that's the reason why, like, people who make content, like, there can be 1,000 good comments, but they'll always focus on that one negative comment. That's the thing. That's the same thing with this. Like, yeah, they can do the makeup, they can do VFX, they can do casting, direct, you know, everything right. But if one thing's wrong, you know, that's what you're going to remember, you know? Yeah. And I feel like
Ayn didn't get his fair shake. He was just left at the docks, dude. Could you believe it? Just because he has a little...
What happened to him at the end?
They left him at the... He was with Ed at the end, but they just dropped him off because he had the television eyes, whatever those things are, hologram eyes.
I mean, that makes sense, right? I wouldn't want a spying dog on my ship.
Yeah, he's cute, but...
I thought that was part of what's funny, you know, where she's like, cool, but...
Faye wasn't, like, perfect, but in this product, she is a great character.
Wait, hold up. In the anime, did Faye... started dating a random girl?
No, that I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah,
they, like, Faye felt in the cartoon she was dressed quote slutty unquote. In the show,
that was her character.
Her character was, I never got that, you know, feeling from her in the anime that she was just dressed that way. It was like regular space clothes.
Yeah, she was just normal. That's just
obviously just her clothes. Dressed like super hot, but like they didn't make her. To my recollection, promiscuous or anything. In this show, they like dressed her up more, but they made her like promiscuous.
No. I think sexy-ish. What it was,
I don't know how to put my finger on it.
I think the reason why she dressed like that in the anime was so she could like sweet talk her way through like stuff, you know?
I mean, it
Like,
makes sense.
yeah. In the live action, she was more goofy, kinda.
Yeah.
Like she wasn't
She was goofy in the show
using.
too, but that was mostly the
I
writing.
think she was trying to push more of like a sex appeal in the anime. In the show,
Yeah.
it was less sex appeal and more goofy.
Well, the clothing in the anime is not practical at all, so I mean, I'm okay with it in the cartoon because,
I mean,
it's a
what is
futuristic
practical? What
cartoon.
is practical in space? Like, you
A
know,
metal arm
the.
like what Jet has.
But he got he didn't choose to have a metal arm.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
What do
Nobody cared before I had the metal arm.
you Yeah, I was like, that was kind of out of nowhere. I did like the skit where, like, they had the rail gun and then they followed it all the way through. That
Yeah,
was
that
so
was great.
stupid.
I mean, yeah, it was stupid, but
I
how they
enjoyed
did it
it.
was well executed. Like, oh, it came back. I thought it was gonna do something else.
It was funny. Like, it was stupid. It was funny. I think that's what we wanted more of in, like,
In
what a
some ways,
Cowboy
she was
Bebop.
like Faye, in other ways, she wasn't. I guess she's like, she's good, but she's also like, she's an adaptation, I guess. That's what I'll say.
Like,
Not perfect,
yeah,
but
it's not
she does have the
perfect.
essence of Faye, I'd
Yeah.
say.
Yeah, like, I think she was, like, I'm not gonna complain. What am I gonna, like, what more am I gonna ask for? I think they did fine. It's
Yeah.
just, yeah, like,
What could have been? You're grieving what could have been.
yeah, what could,
Everybody
because
is.
everything else was perfect. Like, it's hard to say, like, hey, man, everything is perfect in the show. But just this one thing, just ignore this one thing. Oh my
That
God.
was like a third of the show. You can't ignore it.
Exactly, you can't
It's a
ignore
big
it.
piece of the pie had a worm inside of it. That's what it is.
Oh God. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, me
I'm done
too.
talking about this because I could repeat the same thing over and over. It's gonna make me
I
mad, so
know. I'm starting
I'm
to feel a little bit of that the blood pressure.
It's just that boiling rage I have against the
Trying to
director.
be nice, yeah.
Oh God.
Why?
All right. We're done. All right, we'll catch you guys later. Bye.